Canadian high school students stage walkout against gender ideology forced in classes. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 19, 2023. High school students in Ottawa, Canada, reportedly staged a walkout to protest of gender ideology curriculum being implemented by their school district. Students from Longfield's Davidson Secondary School walked out of class late last week in protest of gender ideology being taught in Ontario classrooms, according to a report by Rebel News. Some in the crowd held signs opposing gender ideology and received supportive honks from people driving by in their cars. Watch below. This protest reportedly marks the second demonstration in opposition to the Ottawa-Carleton District School Board's curriculum in the week. Chanel Fall, a former high school teacher who advocates against radical gender ideology being taught to young students, took to social media to write, "The kids at Longfield's Davidson Heights are just pure awesome." Fall previously fell under attack from the Ontario College of Teachers after talking about her opposition to critical race theory, CRT, in a private Facebook group. Critical race theory is an academic movement transpiring in schools, teaching children that the United States is fundamentally racist, and they must view every social interaction and person in terms of race in order to be anti-racist. Fall also shared a message that appears to be from Longfield's Davidson Secondary School. "We want to remind everyone that during the instructional day, it is expected that students be in class," the message read. "Student walkouts are one way to share a message. But there are also many other ways to respectfully show support for issues that are important to students." The Ottawa High School students walking out of their classrooms is just the latest example of students pushing back against LGBTQ+ propaganda in schools. As Breitbart News reported Thursday, middle school students in Burlington, Massachusetts, responded to a pride event at school by tearing down banners, wearing red, white, and blue, and chanting, "USA are my pronouns." Adults in the community reacted to the children by having a collective meltdown. Local groups held a town hall meeting, demanding that the school take action in response to the kids. The school's principal also issued a community-wide letter condemning the children, writing, "When one individual or group of individuals' beliefs and actions result in the demeaning of another individual or group, it is completely unacceptable." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.